This week, the Biden administration is set to announce new tariffs as high as 100% on Chinese electric vehicles and additional import taxes on other Chinese goods. Now, the move comes among growing concern as China floods the global markets with cheap solar panels, batteries, electric vehicles, other products. Let's bring in Dr. Timothy Nash, director of the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship at Northwood University. Good morning, doctor.
Jamie, how are you?
We are good this Monday morning. Now, President Trump did tariffs like this, but it seems like President Biden is going a step further. Explain to us.
Well, right now the White House is at least said to be announcing a series of tariff increases on products that it feels will be a real challenge to the U.S. market if the Biden administration gets their wish and we are purchasing more and more electric vehicles moving forward. So it will take tariffs from roughly an average of a little over 25% up 102%, say, on the price of an electric vehicle coming from China or a number of key components such as lithium or the batteries that fuel things like solar panels and electric vehicles. It's a way of protecting the U.S. market because the Chinese certainly do not operate under the same for-profit system that we do in the United States, and these industries are subsidized greatly in China. So it would be the old-fashioned term to protect against dumping in the United States. A number of others would also argue that aside from a fair trade dumping argument, the Chinese have made the point time and again that they want to dominate the global economy and be the world's not just economic, but military power. And if they can basically control a large segment of the U.S. auto industry, especially, this would be a long step on that path to Chinese dominance.
Dr. Nash, it is interesting to note that the administration's focus on these batteries and solar panels, I mean, these are areas where domestic investment has been growing. I mean, how would that affect the momentum of clean energy initiatives in the United States?
Well, what's interesting, Lloyd, in that regard is that so many of the components we use right now are our Chinese components. And so whether or not the U.S. can do it stand alone on its own, is really the great question. And right now I would say that solar panels and batteries are areas that right now we are depending very much on China. As an example, the vast majority of the world's lithium either comes from China or Chinese-controlled mines in other countries. And so as we grow this market, it's going to be very interesting to see where will we get the lithium or where will we get some of the base technologies that we don't have right now if we don't get it from China.
Right.
Tim, there's no question that this is about leveling the playing field, and that needs to be done. But my question is whether it's really effective in doing that or whether domestic producers just use it as an opportunity to raise their own prices on consumers or engage in share buybacks, heightened dividends, or just larger profits. Does it really boost employment when you put it under a magnifying glass?
Well, yeah, I think, Guy, that's a great question. And as you look at it, I would say to you, my belief is that it's really a play by some of the key Chinese players. The Chinese have had joint ventures, Shanghai GM, Toyota GM for decades. And one of the great concerns is that the Chinese have stolen a lot of intellectual capital and that they are simply looking to now move into the U.S. market, in some cases via the plant they're building in Mexico, with Chinese-made electric vehicles and Chinese-made ICE engine vehicles by companies like Geely. Geely is a very highly competitive. They make a really good product, and they're strictly a Chinese company. They've taken a lot of technology and a lot of learning, if you will.
Well, BYD has big-footed all the European automakers, right?
You're absolutely correct. They're killing it in Europe, and I think that's what their goal is here in the U.S. And stepping outside of the auto industry for a second, America's great name in computer chips, Motorola has a company called Motorola Solutions, which is a $10 billion telecommunications company. And Motorola Solutions 10 years ago was doing $3.5 billion in business and had 15,000 employees in China. Today, they're doing $0 in business and they have 50 employees in China because they were so upset with the loss of intellectual capital and intellectual property rights from the Chinese that they strictly got out of the market. And I think my last point in the bigger picture is that we found that our supply chain was highly vulnerable in key areas when we faced COVID, because we found out so many of the key pharmaceuticals and some medical equipment that we needed in vital situations wasn't made here, but was actually made in China. And we don't want to be in those difficult positions moving forward.
Some are saying tariffs won't work, and others are saying tariffs are not enough, that there needs to be just bans on certain products from China.
Well, I think we talked about it this the last time I was on your show, and I think about this a lot. A mentor of mine, a dear friend, a person that wrote the foreword to a book I co-authored entitled When We Are Free, that was published by Northwood Press, Milton Friedman. I've often wondered what Dr. Friedman would say, and I think that Friedman would make the national defense argument that why would we be taking key technologies and producing it overseas? We thought that the Chinese were going to become, 20 years ago, we thought they were going to become a Hong Kong, and they were going to become a free trade, open market that we could compete with. And today, I think the argument is that they're becoming problematic. They're threatening Taiwan. And so I think that the end result of this will be higher prices. I think the U.S. companies will take advantage and raise prices in a marketplace that's less competitive. But I also think we need to worry about the future of a lot of key American technology. And so as a free trader at heart, I think this is a real challenging situation that will not go away. We will be facing it for years to come if we continue to do this open trade with a country right. That's not a free trading, free economy.
But short term, you think this could be inflationary?
Oh, I absolutely do.
At a time when inflation is
right.
High. Yeah.
Yeah, we're already suffering.
Dr. Timothy Nash, director of the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship at Northwood University, thank you for joining us this Monday morning.
Always an honor, folks. Keep up the great work.
Well, sure. That's not a very positive way to end that discussion when you talk about prices. We'll have to wait and see on that front. Coming up, the Pistons.
Oh, my Lord.
The title is
absolutely
screwed.
I thought you were going to say something positive.
Well, for negative, we might as well pile on, right? We'll talk Pistons and some other things at 7:05.